The health insurance industry works its magic. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. At least one industry continues to thrive despite the recession. Health insurance. Profits for 2009 totaled $12.2 billion, 56% more than the year before. Oh, and here's something no other large nation can claim. They made that money while covering 2.7 million fewer people than the previous year. The industry says the comparison's unfair because it compares 2009 to 2008, which was a terrible year. But it turns out that even when you compare 2009 to 2007, which was a great year, profits of three of the largest health insurers, WellPoint, Cigna, and Humana, were still higher. And then you hear that Anthem Blue Cross is raising its individual rates 39%. And, well, as Sarah Palin might say, how's that status quo-y corporate health care-y thing working for you? The industry points out that its profits are reasonable, ranging from about 3% to 7%, but the figures also imply that the way to remain profitable is to drop customers. Aetna was the one insurance company that actually added customers in 2009, and it was also the one company whose profits actually dropped. We've been told that harnessing the free enterprise system and the profit motive is the best way to reform healthcare. It's just that it'd be nice to have some proof. Congress didn't lay a finger on healthcare in 2009. The private companies were free to work their magic, free to innovate, free to drop patients who got too expensive. And the invisible hand, once again, sent a message loud and clear. The fewer sick people you cover, the more money you make. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.